Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Support. Curtis Fleming is there on the edge of the area. Fleming for Craig Hignett. Hit it, Higgy. Higgy hits the treble!
Abanelli coming alive again. Janino wants the ball played to him. Abanelli spots out. Emerson!
Hello and welcome to the Borough Breakdown Podcast, the Lowdown Show on Luke Thomas. And if you didn't know, Middlesbrough have signed Luke Thomas on a six-month loan deal until the end of the season. Luke is out of contract in the summer and he comes from Leicester City, and he has been on loan at Sheffield United this season in the Premier League. So to get a bit of insight on him, it made sense for us to speak to Jimmy from the Blaze Ramble to find out a little bit more about his season so far.
What is happening, Borough Breakdown? It's Jimmy from Blades Ramble here to talk a little bit about Luke Thomas, who started off okay, to be honest. We were playing the 3-5-2 when he came in, and we had a void at left wing back, which sounds ridiculous because we actually ended up with about five left wing backs in the squad. But at that time, he filled the necessary gap for us, coming in as one of our precious two domestic loans. And he did okay. He did all right. He does the basics all right. He's a decent defender. I think he's probably a good championship defender. But we moved to a back four, and then we were fluctuating between a three and a four, and he got lost in the shuffle a little bit. Dropped down the pecking order quite soon for us, to be honest. He's quite slight, so he's not the strongest in the challenge. He's not dominant in the air. He was getting picked off as one of our weaker links, unfortunately. But again, we have to acknowledge that this is the Premier League level and not Championship, where you can get away with a little bit more. Offensively, he's not bad. He's got a good engine. He gets up and down the line quite well. I don't know if you're still using the overlap, the Ryan Giles-esque. You're not going to get a Ryan Giles out of him, unfortunately. But he's not bad with his crossing ability. Likes to get forward, but does get caught out, particularly in that left wing-back position, because it's something he looks quite unfamiliar with. It may well have lasted the season with us had we been able to bring in another domestic loan, but because of the limitations in the Premier League, we need that spot for somebody that's going to be in and around the first team, and he just dropped to back up in our side. So hopefully it goes well for you. I still hold out hope that Cameron Archer comes good, who I know we share a love of. There's so much potential in that boy, and I just want him to find a system that works for him. That's another story for another day, but thanks for having me on, guys. All the best for the rest of the season, and let's be honest, probably see you next year.
Well, thanks very much for that, Jimmy. And naturally, a love for Cameron Archer. Who doesn't love Cameron Archer on Teesside? But for Luke Thomas then, so who have we signed? Who is this left-back that has just came from absolutely nowhere? He's 22-year-old. He's played over 100 appearances in his career so far, and most of them are in the Premier League and in the Europa League as well. He's played for England all the way through, more notably in the under-18s and 21s, where he had appeared from just the start of the under-16s as well, and he did join Sheffield United on loan this summer. As Jimmy mentioned, his move did fall through the cracks ever so slightly, but I do think there is caveats to his move not really working out, and he is out of contract in the summer, of course, but I'll come to the caveats in just a moment. But I think what is really good to see is from Brendan Rodgers, when he was coming through the team, saying that he was a very good defender for a young guy, very brave, and you see the quality of his football. He's a very, very good footballer. And well, what do I think of it? Because, you know, it's a bit of a strange one. It did come up with Norway. You know, we do have two left backs already in Bangura and Engel, but it does look like Bangura must be out for a prolonged period of time for Borough to make that move in bringing Luke Thomas in. And really, where does he stack up? And, you know, I looked at the underlying numbers, and I always caveat with these because numbers can be fluctuated based on a player, where he's playing right now, how that team's doing, etc. And also how they're being utilised. And if you look at his underlying numbers really straight away, you kind of think, oh, right, okay, this doesn't look particularly great. But if you have played for a team over the last 2 years, both being relegated, well, dare I say both being relegated, Sheffield United could, well, let's say probably will be relegated towards the end of the season. For me, doesn't really look that good in terms of his underlying numbers going forward. And defensively, he looks really active. But I think that's natural given that Sheffield United haven't seen much of the ball this season. Leicester really struggled last year in retention. And it was just a bit of a mess for both teams last year. But for Luke, I think it's just a case of, do you have the qualities and will you fit our system? And I think when you look at his heat map, really, he doesn't look as active. And I think this will probably be a move where I think he's going to be more suited to an inverted fullback rather than someone who likes to bomb on up and down the wing. Like Jimmy mentioned, he said he's a very athletic player, but I don't think he's too pacey. I think he might get pretty rinsed on if someone was really, really fast. But that's similar to Engel, though. I think Engel doesn't have a lot of pace either. But for me, I think how you get the best out of Luke Thomas is I think you have to play him a bit more inverted. I think you have to keep him within that half space and try and play that ball through through the thirds and get people on the ball, which really could actually probably work out for Borough. And for me, I'm really interested to see how Luke does in Borough's system, because when you play for Sheffield United, when you play for Leicester, I think it's really difficult to get really difficult to get your strengths out there, but also showcase them at a good level. And also, how is confidence in that time? Because you're not going to really have a high confidence when you get beat every week. And also, too, when you don't see much of the ball, it's really difficult as well. And I think the way that Sheffield United have played this season with that 3 and 4 rotation, I think it's made them look really uncomfortable, especially in that 3-5-2 or in the 5 when they do come out, lose the ball and get more into defensive shape. So for me, I think if we were to utilise him, definitely I think he's going to be more of a bench player. I think initially, I think you can't dislodge Luke Sengel right now. But if you are to bring him in at the side, I think Borough will probably use a lopsided approach. But on the right-hand side this year, with Luke Ayling and Isaiah Jones bombing on, which makes a lot more sense given Ayling's ability to try and get down the line and whip a ball in. But with Luke Thomas, I think it's more of a, how can we try and play through the thirds with this guy? How can we try and keep the ball retention quite well? And I think he might fit in our system quite well. I think there's a bit of a difficulty sometimes with these lowdowns where you will see a player in a different side and a different setup and it doesn't really work out for them. Very similar, you could say, with Tuberak Pommel under Neil Warnock. But for Luke Thomas, I think he hasn't fitted Sheffield United at all, which I think's made this move quite difficult for him. For Borough, I would really, really like to see him in our system. Let us see him over a couple of games and I'll probably get a really good understanding of what the move is. I think it's been really difficult, this one, in terms of a lowdown video. And just understanding Luke is more of a player. When you can see a few clips of his highlight reel where Manchester United, where he scores a couple of through balls against MK Dons and where he's taking players on for Leicester. But there's nothing much within Bi Scout where you can really dig under and say, how is he going to fit in Borough's system, a team that really enjoys possession football, is fluid between the shapes, likes to play out from the back. Is he going to be comfortable enough? I think he will. I think we do have a decent player there. It's how do we unlock it and how does he fit our way of playing over the next 6 months? But it comes onto the deal as well because, you know, he's out of contract in the summer. He was regarded really, really highly by Brendan Rodgers. He was regarded by Gareth Southgate that he was on his radar at one point a couple of seasons ago during the COVID year as well. And, you know, it's an interesting one. I think it's a really interesting one. How do you stack up? I don't think he stacked up that well against our current left-backs, but data is flawed on that one. Looking at his clips, I think that there is some strengths in terms of him playing through a ball. Defensively, I think he's a bit suspect if you have someone against him with a lot of pace. But he is athletic, and it's a move for him to really have an audition for where he's going to go next. To us, see Middlesbrough signing Luke on a permanent next year in the summer. I'm unsure. I'm really unsure. I don't think we will. If we were to keep Engel and Bangura, then probably not, because you have three decent left-backs there. If you see Bangura potentially go in the summer or an Engel go in the summer, then by all means, you definitely keep him. But it's an audition for him. If he comes in and he adds to the group, he's better than what we've got, then absolutely, you've got someone there who can really add to the team. You've got a bit of value there. He's only 22-year-old. He brings our age back down again to the fifth youngest team in the division. And, you know, it also highlights Bangura's injury, so he could be out for a while as well. But out of five, I think this is probably... I think it's about a 2.5 to 3 transfer out of five. I think it's a sensible move. Borough needed the cover. He's became available. He's a good young left-back who's coming through, who's had a difficult couple of seasons and who's looking to try and get a confidence. But when we do get that confidence, and what Michael Carrick is really, really, really good at is getting players on board, giving them the confidence to try and play their best football. And if we get the best out of him, you could comfortably see Luke Thomas having a really good second half of the season at Borough. But it'd be really good to hear everyone else's thoughts as well. So do let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and also to your podcast provider. Don't forget to give us a 5-star and all that fun stuff, because that helps us get found and charted, and also hopefully get us that gold award this year at the Football Content Awards as well. But for right now, this has been the Borough Breakdown podcast, and that was all your Luke Thomas chatter in a podcast of the Borough Breakdown.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.